The GAA Programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
GAA Vegas Falchuk with Gian Clore, come on Luke, Class Gale, and a shock on the show. The first programme of the new year, and a happy new year to all our listeners, and hope it's a good one for you and that you stay with us right throughout the year. Coming to you a little earlier tonight, just ahead of 8:30, we're with you until 9 o'clock. As usual on a Wednesday night, Jimmy Stafford in a generous mood tonight, sharing some of his time with us. But we've got a very busy programme lined up for you, in actual fact, because it may be only, what, the second week in January, but already a hectic schedule on the GAA front. And we have two Donegal clubs chasing places in All-Ireland finals this weekend. The Setanta Hurlers and the Neave Columbkill Footballers. They're in All-Ireland Junior action this weekend. Setanta take on Deglan Ua Onifa from Ardmore in Waterford, the Munster champions in the All-Ireland Junior Hurling semi-final. That game is in Navan on Sunday. And on Saturday down in Cusick Park in Mullingar, it's Neave Columbkill from Newton Cunningham. They're facing Knock Nagree from Cork in the All-Ireland Junior Football semi-final. Of course, both, as I said, battling for places in All-Ireland finals. Up against it, Munster opposition, and well, the standard pretty high down there as well. We've got a busy programme lined up, as I said. We're going to hear from Ryan McKinley, the Neave Columbkill manager, Willie Gillespie, the team captain, Tony Blake, a former Donegal and St Junan's goalkeeper. He's a mentor now with Neave Columbkill, and we'll also hear from the Neave Columbkill chairwoman or chairperson Darina Freel. And of course, as I mentioned, Setanta, they're in action as well. Later in the programme, we'll be joined by Jason Ewing. He's the Setanta chairman, and he's certainly looking forward to Sunday's All-Ireland semi-final, both breaking new ground, both Setanta and Neave Columbkill on Sunday, so we wish them well. But we start tonight, first of all, with the Neave Columbkill manager, Ryan McKinley.
Probably this time last year, we're starting out to train for the season ahead. I'm sure an All-Ireland semi-final, was it on your mind at that stage?
Well, that's obviously was one of your goals when you start off as a manager. Like, and you just try and tick the boxes, and as they go along, unfortunately, we never got promoted. But then the next test then was the Donegal Championship, and we won that. And then I suppose the next step then was the Ulster Championship, and we won that in quarter-final. And I suppose now we're looking forward to Mullingar on Saturday, Tom, you know.
Yeah. Really, the championship, your season really took off, didn't it?
In the championship, it did. We just got kind of going, starting to play well in the championship campaign, you know.
What was that about? Was it that players weren't available or injured? Or
A mixture of both. Like, with a lot of the farmers were doing the barley and stuff like that, you know. And we, you know, we'd Big Margarine and Michael Lynch and all come back into the panel, and Wally come back in. And just the sheer disappointment of not coming from under two was a big thing. And we says we would push on and get back down to the championship, you know, where we should be playing. And just basically we kind of haven't stopped. We pushed on from there, you know.
Yeah. Donegal was always a good prospect, but really, you know, regardless of how it goes this weekend, obviously to win Ulster is a huge thing. First Donegal club ever to do it.
Well, it was huge. I, you know, after the Donegal championship, we says we would push on, like, you know, we stuck at it, and it's been the same now. Like, we travelled over to Scotland, we won the quarter-final, and we're heading to Mullingar on Saturday, only with one thing in our mind, and that's getting to Croke Park.
6 week break, how difficult has that been, or has it been a benefit?
It hasn't been a problem at all. We've had 15 training sessions and two challenge games since the last game. We played Moy, the Intermediate Champions, and we played the Donegal Under-20s there last week, you know, and we thank Gary and Francie for them challenge games as well, you know. Everything has been great so far. Preparation's been great. No injuries, and this is kind of our final get together here in the night, you know. And we're travelling down on Friday to Mullingar, and matching Saturday then, you know.
Yeah, well, you travelled on the Thursday, I think, to Scotland, to Edinburgh, so obviously you're not going to change a winning habit.
No, we'll keep it. Hopefully there's no accidents on the road down this time. We were held up in Scotland.
Tell me, team-wise, obviously the team has got stronger as well, as you mentioned. Obviously, William Lynch and Ryan McAleen weren't available earlier in the year, and you've had your share of injuries as well, I suppose.
We've had, we have, but they're, like, as it says, like, everyone's fully fit now for the game on Saturday. A couple of wee lads with the flu there, but I suppose this time of year you'd expect that. Anyway, like, you know, we just give them the week off there, but I don't want them kind of to infect the rest of the lads.
As you say, your focus is on Sunday, and really you have never lost it since Dunedin. There was a great spirit among the community as well, built up ahead of the trip to Scotland. I know there was a lot of people disappointed they couldn't get, and there was a great bit of momentum. Has that been lost at all, or is there still a great buzz about the parish, the club?
No, there still has. They're still doing the fundraising and all. You know, and like everybody you chat to in the shop in Kiernan's there or at Mass on a Sunday, they're always asking when's the game and how's preparations going. You know, the club has been fantastic, and the supporters have been fantastic, and I'm sure they'll be travelling on numbers on Saturday down to Mullingar.
And Knocknagree, Cork, Munster champions. Yeah. Cork, Kerry teams normally are pretty strong.
They are, definitely. This Cork team actually unique. They're actually in the parish of Kerry, Rathmore, you know.
Which is straddles both counties.
Exactly, and you know, they're a typical Cork Kerry team. They want to play football, they're direct. You know, they've played 40 games this year. They've only lost 3 or 4 games. They're putting up scores, average score of 2.50 in a game. They've won their league. They've won the Mainers Round. They've won there as well. They won the Cork Junior Championship. They won the Munster Championship. And you know, they'll definitely be a tough nut to crack, you know.
Yeah. And personnel-wise, do you have you got any gin on them? Where are their strengths? Where are their weaknesses?
They've 6 good scoring forwards, you know. They do. They've a couple of Cork under 21s and a couple of Cork minors that have played for Cork, you know. And they're very, very strong in the forward line. So, as I says, like, they're putting up an average score there, 2.50 in a game, like, you know. So, they'll need to be watched, like, you know. But I would be very disappointed if we can see 2.15, Tom, to be quite honest.
Well, they won't have played a team like you with maybe the defensive system that you have. You know, that'll be strange for them.
Well, I suppose it's like any team at the stage of the game. They'll have to adapt to the whatever way we play, and I'm sure we'll have to adapt to whatever way they play, you know. But we'll be ready come Saturday for the challenge.
A fully fit squad, that's the ideal situation. You've been fairly consistent in your teams if you have everybody, you know, in terms of their lineouts.
Well, you know, we have our starting 15, 16, 17 players, and the boys to come on and obviously play a massive part as well, the fresh legs, like, you know. And I'm sure it'll take a big push or a big panel as well on Saturday to get over the line, you know.
You're 60 minutes away from an All-Ireland final and a chance to run out in Croke Park. Is that something you try to put to the back of your mind and put to the players' back of their minds?
Well, as we mentioned in Convoy, we trained in Convoy last night, and he says, lads, it's like this. He says, it's every club player's dream from a young age to be playing with your club at Croke Park, and that there's, as he says, it, like, there's 60, 65 minutes away, and it's the same for the management team. Like, you know, it's when you start out managing, that's where you want to be, and we're lucky enough now, we're 65 minutes away from it. Mm-hmm. And come Saturday, we'll be leaving everything on the field.
Yeah. So it's not a case of New Colum Kill are happy enough, they're in bonus territory, you want to get to Croke Park.
Oh, definitely. These boys want it badly, so they do, so they'll be leaving everything on the field, Tom.
William, I suppose one of the men everybody looks to, former County under 21 and plays County Senior, one of the big men in the team. Does that add a little bit of pressure come Sunday?
Doesn't it? Kind of used to it, playing with these boys. Like, they're playing for 16. It's just the same with all the boys. You've Daniel Farmer as well. You've Ryan McAleen's been playing high standard football as well. But you just look to play your own game and hopefully get a few scores to help the team and put in a performance, you know.
Mm-hmm. All Ireland semi final going in as Ulster and Donegal champions has a nice ring to it, hasn't it?
It's a very nice ring to it. It's a bit crazy. I think we're the first Donegal team to get this far. I was just breaking new ground, and it's mad to think we're actually 60 minutes from Croke Park. Like.
Yeah. Is that something that you think about? Is that something you have discussed? The fact that you are so close, tantalisingly close to a chance at Croke Park?
You have to, more or less. Like, there's no point ignoring it. You are 60 minutes from Croke Park. It's just up to us as a team now to put a good 60 minutes together to get that far. Hopefully start faster than we have the last couple of games, because we've been starting a very slow start as the last while. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll start playing before the 20th minute for a change.
Yeah, because a team like Knocknagree from Cork, obviously Cork and Kerry teams normally are very strong in this competition. You know, they will punish you if you don't get away to a good start, or at least go toe to toe with them from the word go.
100%. Like, if we have to cut out majority of the mistakes on Saturday, we will get punished. They seem to be a very good team, very high scoring team, and to win Munster, to win Cork, for one thing, it's hard to then go through Munster and beating the Kerry champions. It's very impressive in that there.
Yeah. But you've come through a tough Donegal campaign and an equally tough Ulster campaign.
It was very tough. We haven't had an easy game since the quarter final with us, even the group stage, we haven't had an easy game. and hopefully that will stand us, because we have been in some right battles, especially the last game, Derek Connolly. Hopefully that will stand us come Saturday.
Dunedin Connolly's, was it difficult enough challenge in that you had to travel over there? Maybe the pitch and conditions weren't the best either, you know, a lot against a good footballing team.
Yeah, a lot of people probably didn't get the respect they have. There were a lot of players from up and down the country. There were a couple of Mayo boys, Donegal boys, Kerry boys. They were a very good team, and they pushed us to the right way. At the time we thought we got away from them, they clawed our way back in the game with some very good goals and points. But we're just happy enough to get over the line on the day. When you travel that far, it's just all about getting the result.
Yeah, and that's a feature of you. You know, you've got results. You've come from behind, as you said. You've had slow starts. You've given the opposition the chance to build up a bit of a lead. But there's something in this team, isn't there? That, you know, you have a winning habit developed at this stage.
It's not a bad habit to have, I suppose. But it's just all about the boys in the dressing room. Like, the boys just don't give up. You look back in the full back line, you've Al Levitany and all, they just drive us on. Jared Curtin, boy's been here from day one, when we were banging on doors on Saturday evening to get a team for the games. Like,
change times, isn't it?
A wee bit, sitting 60 minutes from Croke Park. Yeah. It's come a long way in the past, was 2010 probably, when the first time we got to act together. So it's been a good 7-8 years for the club, so it has. Mm.
Any fear that maybe people would think too much of Croke Park and forget a little bit about Knocknagree?
No, not a hope. All the boys are focused. We had a very good training on Christmas. Played some good friendlies too against the Donegal 20s and the Moy, the Tyrone champions, the intermediate champions. So training's been going well. Boys have been just trying to tick over nicely, trying not to lose any fitness, just try and keep sharp for the game on Saturday.
And was the 6-week layoff a concern here, or was there any way of a hindrance? Because you had a bit of momentum built up, you know.
It's a good thing, it's a bad thing. It's good to get a couple of the boys a bit of rest, because it has been a hectic 2 months. But at the same time, you want to keep going, you want to keep games ficking fast. You can train all you want, but there's nothing to compare to the game scenarios, whatever. Mm. But more or less, just hopefully get on the pitch on Saturday and put the performance in.
So you're happy with the preparation?
Aye, very happy. Marty's kept us going very well, and Ryan was away, and we just kept it going. A couple of good friendlies, and training's been going well, and just hopefully now we can get to Croke Park.
Tony Blake, a former St Julian's and Donegal player, I suppose the first thing we have to ask is, what are you doing out here?
Well, it goes back probably to this time last year when Ryan asked me to come on board to help out with John and Gary, the two goalkeepers and everything, but in true Defence Force of style, he adds to your duties as the campaign goes on.
Yeah. And obviously this time last year, you knew the scene, you knew Niamh Colum Kill, you knew what they were capable of. Was an All-Ireland semi-final with a chance of an All-Ireland anywhere in your mind at all? Or?
Do you know what? At this time last year, I don't think it was. It's just because you were always just focused on the county championship. We always knew that we were always in with a shout of that. We would have been there or thereabouts if we applied ourselves and we worked hard. And to be fair to the boys and Ryan and Marty, the other members of the management team, that we did that. And I remember after winning the county title, we said we're in bonus territory then, but it's just got better and better.
This group of players seem to have an appetite for success, you know, seem to want to do well, and I suppose there's great community spirit, great community momentum behind them as well.
Oh, there's a great community down here, you know, and the group of players, you know, I've worked with some great groups of players over the years, you know, and They work so hard on the training field. They apply themselves in matches. You know, there's a game plan set out for them. There's matchups set out for them, and none of them kind of shirk away or shirk any responsibility during that. And they work awful hard. And for that hard work, you know, they're reaping the benefits now.
You mentioned game plans and systems and roles and all that. The game has really evolved, even from when you were playing, hasn't it? You know,
it has evolved surely. You know, it's just like, even talking about from my own position, from a goalkeeping position, that in my day you caught the ball and you kicked it out.
As far as you could
and everything. But that's all changed now. This is with regard to, you know, you're trying to work out, you know, kick out systems and everything. Says, and players going into certain positions, and you know, so just the game has developed so much over the years.
Yeah. What was it like when Niamh Colum Kill won Ulster? First Donegal team ever to win an Ulster Junior. First Donegal team to win we have had a couple of, at least one or two winners of intermediate, but neither of senior, and you played senior all three yourself, but first ever winners of a junior championship.
It was, do you know what, it was absolutely fantastic. It was very surreal at the time, you know, when the final whistle went and you're looking up at the scoreboard and you says, God, we've actually won an Ulster title. It didn't sink in for a wee while, you know, but... you know, as the days after then, you know, which is you realise it and you're reading the reports and the papers and everything and all, and just at that stage then, we just kind of thought to ourselves, you know, we could go a bit further on this.
Well, are they capable of going further? Obviously, Cork champions are always going to be tough, difficult opponents.
They will be difficult opponents, you know, and it's just, you know, we've done our homework on them and we know what way they play and who their strong players are and other aspects of their game they got there. But, do you know what? There's only so much you can do about them. He says, if you have your own team right, and I know this group of players, I says, if they're right mentally, which I'm positive that they will be, and you know, and you need the wee bit of rub of the green too on days like this. It says, yeah. I can see us getting to an All-Ireland final.
Yeah, because the teams are probably going to be evenly enough matched.
They will be evenly enough matches. If you get to this stage, you get down to the last four of any competition, you know, it says... You're up against quality teams, you know, and it says, and we are a quality team too, you know. Let's not beat about the bush with that and that aspect, you know. But we're in an All Ireland semi final. Anything can happen, you know. The adventure could come to an end. I don't think it will. I have confidence in our group of players, you know, and they have confidence in their own ability, and we'll just see what happens on Saturday.
Rina, chairperson of Niamh Colum Kill, All-Ireland semi-finalist. That is a nice tone to it.
Oh, you said it, Tom. What a great start to the new year, and happy new year to everybody and to yourself. It's a nice bit of news coming up on the 1st of January to say, gosh, we've an All-Ireland semi-final to look forward to. And before we know it, the 3 weeks have passed and it's on the doorstep now. So
I know we're talking to you ahead of the Ulster final, after the Ulster final, ahead of the trip to Edinburgh and all the costs. It was a busy time for officials too, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a very, very busy time, and that, you know, because it was a big undertaking, because it was to organise coaches to get the boys across the water and then to organise accommodation. And we had organised accommodation in Glasgow, and then due to weather and the advice we were given, we ended up having to swap hotels kind of at the last minute and that. And then we thought we had a supporters coach organised, and then due to circumstances beyond our control, we had to drop that. But in fairness to the people at the club and to the people of the parish, we had about 60-70 people standing on the sideline in Dunedin Connolly's pitch, and you know, it was fantastic, because in fairness to Dunedin Connolly's, it wasn't as though the grounds were great shape.
Tell me, and obviously a lot of expense too, and I know you had a couple of big fundraising drives.
It was a very expensive trip, and that, you know, because at the end of the day you're talking sterling. It wasn't just the euros and that. And in fairness now, I know Croke Park came in with a grant, but you don't get the grant until after all the expenses are out there. So the people at the club here, we had a fundraising meeting one night, and the people came out and came up with ideas. We ran a GoFundMe page. We ran a Take Me Out, dine out meal here and that, and we did a bucket collection between Bridgend and outside Kiernan's and that, and a lot of people started selling our national draw tickets. So like, people have been fantastic, and we sent out letters begging and asking, and the people were fantastic in the response, because as I said there before Christmas, like 2 weeks to Christmas, people were dipping into their pockets and helping us out, but not just the local people, but people in Letterkenny, right across the county, the different GA clubs and all that joined our GoFundMe page and that. You know, it really does show you that the GA is all about family, and that's what it is.
It's a great organisation like that, isn't it? Because everybody loves a winner, though, as well.
Oh yeah, that's it. You know, people are. It is what the GA is about. It is about family and everyone being there for one another and supporting one another. And yes, you know, being on a winning run is a nice feeling and that. But also, people, you know, they're happy to see an underdog getting to the forefront and giving it their all. And, you know, I guess to GA people understand what a commitment was undertaken. Like, as I said to someone the other day, you know, we started training back last 2nd, 3rd of January of 2017. We're now into the 16th of January and our boys are still training for last year's season, but it's a nice time to be doing it.
And you were still out here making the tea as well.
Oh, I'm helping Priscilla, our club treasurer. She's been phenomenal with looking after these boys every evening after training, herself and her two boys and her daughter, and her husband goes around collecting all the gear after training and that. You know, they're our main sponsors, but at the same time, you know, as Ryan would say, behind a good team is a good backroom team.
Yeah, and you need a good committee as well.
Oh yeah, you know the committee helps, but as I say, you know, sort of my understanding is that we had taken Ryan on as our club, as the senior manager, along with Marty, and they do the job. If they need me to know where I am, I don't go nagging at him, because he's not that type of a lad. He knows what he's doing, and I just leave him to it.
What has the success so far meant for the club? What has it done for the club?
Oh, it's put us on the map. So it has, because I have family, like being a Kildare woman and that, and you know, I was down home over the Christmas period and I met one or two people and they were asking me where was I living now, and I was saying in Donegal in Newton County. Oh, that's Niamh Colmquhillan. And I'm saying, yeah, it is actually. I said, and history is in the making, because I'm the first chairperson, lady chairperson, and that. And I said, we're the first club in the county to go as far as we've gone. And so I said, it's been nice to hear our names been talked about.
Yeah, in an area that traditionally wouldn't be talked about in GA terms anyway.
That's it, exactly. So it is, you know, it would be normally just you'd talk about Donegal. So it is, it wouldn't be that you'd be looking at and hearing about individual clubs and that. But as someone pointed out to me, we're kind of gone beyond just a county and a province. We're actually international players now, because we've been to Scotland.
Yeah, played overseas. So.
Played overseas as
well. One more game and you're in Crow Park.
Yeah, fingers crossed now, so it is, and that. But as I say, you know, everything is doable, and my motto was, we don't do negative, I only do positive. But after Edinburgh, as I said, let's go all the way.
Dorina Friel there, chairperson of Niamh Colmquhill, the Donegal Junior Champions, who play Knocknagree from Cork in the All-Ireland Junior Football semi-final on Sunday. Rounding off our chat there with Ryan McKinley, Willie Gillespie, Tony Blake down in Newton last night. And that game is on in Mullingar on Saturday, 2 o'clock throw-in. We'll have live action for that game with Oisín Kelly. But coming up in a moment, we'll be joined by Jason Ewing, because Niamh Colmquhill are the only Donegal club who are chasing a place in an All-Ireland final on Sunday. It'll be Sunday, Setanta, the Donegal Senior Hurling Champions. They play Jaglan Nifa from Ardmore in Waterford in the All-Ireland Junior Hurling semi-final in Park Colchin in Navan. 2 o'clock through in for that one. That's to come after a moment. And just before we leave the football, Moy, the Tyrone Intermediate Champions, they're also in action this weekend in the All-Ireland semi-final, and they take on the Gaeltacht from Kerry in the All-Ireland Intermediate Championship semi-final. That game is down in Portlaoise, and actually I just noted it's live as well on TGCAR. Of course, the big interest there is Sean and Colm Kavanagh from Moy coming up against the O'Shea's, Mark Dara and Tomás O'Shea in that one. So that's a big interest game as well. But we'll be back in a moment. We'll be joined by Jason Ewing and his hopes and aspirations for Setanta against Munster and Waterford champions Jaglan Nifa on Sunday in Navan.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised teamwear.
Fáilte Rash, could you entire coming Luke Glasgow, na shock the show with me, Tom Comack, coming to you from our studio here on Highland Radio tonight. And well, of course, we spoke to Ryan McKinley, Willie Gillespie, Tony Blake, Darina Friel from Niamh Colmquhill before the break. And now I'm delighted to say we're joined by Jason Ewing, the chairman of Setanta, who are breaking new ground this weekend as well with their All-Ireland semi-final in the All-Ireland Junior Championship, taking on Waterford champions Jaglan Nifa from Ardmore. First of all, Jason, a very good night to you again.
Good evening to you, Tom, as well.
And obviously, what's the mood like in the Cross and Killigordon this week?
There's a good buzz about the parish at the moment now, thank God. Preparations are going very well for us, and it's just it's talk all the time. We go to the shop, everybody's asking how the preparations going, when you're travelling up, what time's the game at on Sunday and stuff like that. So no, a good buzz about the area now, and thank you, it's great to see it.
Yeah, and probably you probably don't even notice that it's snowing.
Well, look, we didn't even know it was Christmas. we were training there. The boys were out training all over Christmas there. And look, we're just getting on with the business of it and getting ready for Sunday.
Yeah. I suppose, has the realisation that you're Ulster champion sunk in by this stage?
It has, yes. And it's a great buzz. It's a great feeling to be Ulster champions, county champions, Ulster champions. And look, by the help of God, we'll be heading for Croke Park on the 4th of February.
Yeah. Tall order ahead of you, the Munster champions, Ardmore from Waterford. Obviously, higher level of hurling played down in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, look, they're a very good outfit. We were down and took a look at them in the Munster final. Look, they would have five or six excellent hurlers. But look, we have a home of done. We're prepared. The boys know what's in front of them. They know what they have to do. And we've left no stone unturned to fulfil this game and get into this game. And there's a good buzz with the players here at the moment. Now.
And you tell me you didn't even know it was Christmas, so I take it that the team trained right through the break.
There was no break. It's 11 weeks since we won Ulster. It'll be 11 weeks on Sunday since we won Ulster. And in fairness to the players, we took 1 week off after the Ulster, and we were straight back at it 3 nights a week.
And have you got any game time in the meantime?
Yeah, we had two games before Christmas, and we've had two games here after Christmas.
So obviously, weather has hampered your preparations, I'm sure, in recent weeks.
It has, like we were supposed to do a pitch training session tonight now, and at the last minute there, at about 5 o'clock, we had to change that, and we're doing an indoor session here this evening. So, you know, luckily up until this week, we've got to the pitch, and we've got the training and on the pitch, so it hasn't went too bad for us now, in fairness.
And I know from speaking to Paul Campbell, your manager, yesterday, a clean bill of health.
Yes, clean bill of health, thank God. Now, we had maybe one there a week or so ago with a wee touch of the flu, but thankfully over that, and everybody's fully fit as far as I'm aware now, as of this evening.
And big crowd going up?
Yes, big buzz now. As I said, I was just actually at the bus company on the phone to me this evening, and their bus is fully booked, and maybe putting on a second bus. And maybe even a third bus, and I know there's a lot of ones going up in their own cars on Sunday as well, and there's a good few going up on Saturday evening as well to stay up for the weekend.
And when are the team going up?
The team are leaving on Saturday evening, and we're going up and staying up in Navan on Saturday night. It's a 2 hour journey, so we decided we'll go up on the Saturday rather than up on Sunday morning for best preparation for it.
And has there been much interest from outside the county? Have you people coming home from abroad or contact?
There's actually a few coming back from England that's living over in England, and we have a lot of ones down the country who are going to attend the game as well. And our Facebook page now has been very busy with well wishers from America, from Australia, wishing us all the best. And my own phone hasn't bloody stopped this last 2 or 3 weeks as well, wishing us all the best. So look, it's great. It's fantastic for the club.
Jason, the best of luck. Unfortunately, the clock has caught up with us. That's from me, from Tom Comick, from this week's GA programme. Until next week, Slán agus Beannacht.